How are you doing?
Good. Good. Holding my breath for tomorrow.
Yeah, trying to get out.
I know, for the Super Tuesday.
Oh.
See which Democrat's going to replace Trump.
Oh. Well, if they'd run Joe Manchin, I'd vote for him tomorrow. But normalcy just doesn't work there.
Yeah.
Is Colleen back, do you know?
She was supposed to be. Supposed to get back yesterday.
They flew yesterday, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if she made it or not.
Is this a real meeting or a work session?
This is a real one.
That's a real one.
It just
cleared up and got better.
I was out at Rink Creek, and I mean, it went everything from snowing to blowing really hard to dead calm to drizzling to sunshine. We had it all yesterday.
It was the sunshine part that called
me back. And, you know, it was bumpy, as it always is in certain areas, but, you know, geez, those rains, I'm really spoiled. You know.
The ones they use now?
The terrapins, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're nice. I like them, too.
Hi, Tony. Welcome home.
Thank
you.
God, I am so... that last week was a challenge.
How's your mom?
She's old. You know, she's slow and not, you know.
Hugging
along. Yeah, she's still walking a little bit. She kind of walks from the chair to the bathroom.
So there's not, somebody needs to be there all the time?
No, not all the time. No, she's able, you know, she can get up and rummage around in the fridge or something if she needs something. We try and leave stuff there that's easy. The scariest thing this time is that she wanted to go to musical play in Spokane, and she really, really wanted to go, and she doesn't really want to do much because she doesn't have the energy. So I didn't want to go. I really, really didn't want to go. But I went. I dropped her off in front of the place. Yeah, yeah. We went really early, and there was a sea of people there. So I brought my 95-year-old mom off, give her her ticket, and say, you got to go in that line, you got to go through security and go inside and wait for me because I got to go park the car.
Wow.
So I go in, I go park the car, four blocks away.
I have my phone plugged in.
Walk back.
In order to record the meeting,
walk back.
I have to have this one and then someone dial in.
Go throw the stupid
phone. So I did it on my cell phone.
Why do
we
want
to have a service like in the window to us?
I guess.
Play.
A little bit of it.
So if we get the wee.
I have my keys. And my driver's license for $20.
You got your ears lowered.
So I go in.
I know, it was getting bad. Okay, you can feel a lot better. Thank you.
So I ask the people that are...
Not that much better.
I was officially getting ready to go on protest if I didn't get haircut.
I go to
the office.
They did not scan for tickets.
So before you call this meeting to order, I just wanted to say, so it is on tonight's work session agenda. Title 8, because they're going to try to introduce it at the general meeting. So there were two options to work through this business meeting to get it on their agenda. Maybe you have final recommendations for tonight, or maybe you want to request that it get referred back to the committee. So since it is a business meeting, we're going to have to do it all, Robert's rules. If you have amendments to the what we're working on, you have to, like, do it as an amendment and blah, 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 blah.
And this is what you printed for me is that, what that's what the council's going to
be talking about tonight.
So if nobody says anything, it will... They'll discuss it as is and then...
And either refer it back to the committee or introduce it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think is going to...
And when it gets introduced, then it goes through the public comment process.
Yes, so it'll get introduced. It'll be posted for a month. And then at the April meeting, it would have public comment. And then they could make more amendments to it. And if they're significant... then it would have to be reintroduced, and if they're not significant so much that they change the meaning of the ordinance, then we could just make those changes, and then it'd be.
So we'll have another shot at it anyway.
So they could change this in the upcoming
in
city
the public
council meeting.
At the public hearing, so it'd get introduced. However, they decide if. That's what they decide to do. Like, the plan right now is to introduce it. They know that you guys...
Introduce it as...
With those amendments. But they're still going to talk about it tonight, so they could have more changes tonight.
Yeah.
And then it would get introduced at that point or referred back to the committee. if that's what you guys want. And, of course, it's the council's decision. So, I just wanted to say that. So, if you guys have, it'll get put on the table with a motion, and then if you want to make amendments to what you're looking at, what I sent out to you, then you would move to amend, and I need those in writing, and there's the forms right there, because I have to record everything the way that you say it. So, with that, you can start.
All right. Just call to order the meeting.
And it is 10:03 according to my computer. All right. Colleen Stansbury.
Yes.
Justin Marchand.
Here.
Don Bryant.
Here.
Mike Halbert.
Yes.
Joe Vanderzanden.
Here.
Okay, so there are 5 members present. A quorum exists.
Yes.
So now we go to approval of
minutes. Approval of minutes. Okay.
Karen, I was not able to print that off. I can print off anything.
Do you want me to print off another copy?
Could you print me a copy, please? I don't need, like, the form for the amendments or anything, but just
the title.
The title.
Okay, while you're getting that together, I will.
Of course, I'm trying
to make sure I didn't print anything off and then I ran out of it.
If she'll copy me off, then I can write on it. Thank her. I did read it, yes, but I just wasn't able to print it.
Two copies.
It shows me what all the different functions are.
So that's what they give the kids at school.
Exactly.
My nephew gave me that too. It's been really handy.
So, and here's this little cheat sheet that I printed off if you want to use that for you.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was going to print things off to look at, and my printer ran out of ink right before they had to come here.
Oh, that's all right. I can print whatever, too.
So. To approve the minutes.
Oh, is that what we were waiting for somebody to do?
I end up not getting
it's on screen for you.
Okay. Except I can't read it.
the wrong agenda. Never mind. Wrong month.
Oh, that's January 30th.
That's wrong month.
See, I couldn't read that.
I thought I was so organized. Jeez.
I know, so was I. I got all your things all copied down on my screen except for...
There. Now we're on the right month. And that's the original one.
So discussion for titling. That's right, you said
oh, yeah,
amended one, too.
Yeah, that's the amended
that's
one.
That's where I got confused.
So then you want to ask if there's any requests for agenda changes.
Are there any agenda changes somebody would like to see?
I'm not sure what's agenda. I don't have the agenda.
Right
it's
there.
On the screen.
It's right up there. You
oh.
can read it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm good.
These are like close-up readers.
Do you
mean
close-up
readers? Oh, I can see
fine close-up.
I can't
see
good.
I don't have those.
I have to take my glasses off.
All right, so there are no agenda changes?
I don't think
okay.
so.
And then you want to ask the public. Oh, no, it's public comment on non-agenda items. So.
Do you want a public comment on non-agenda items? So you have anything you'd like to comment on? Oh, she's raising her hand.
Well, actually, it might be on the first one, but it's for Karen. On the minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the 1:30 meeting on what I was discussing with you a minute ago was not a general meeting, and I thought there wouldn't be minutes on anything but the general meeting.
So this is a committee meeting, and so they're called a business meeting. Any committee meeting where there's action taken is going to be a business meeting, and those I will have minutes for.
Oh, business meeting.
Yeah.
Will have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For considering that.
No problem.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there's no unfinished business. I put this under new business because we didn't have recommendations before, so.
So back to Title 8.
Yeah. And we'll need a motion to get that on the table.
They may want a motion to put our new business for discussing Title 8 on the table. Anybody want to motion, or I motion we put Title 8 discussion back on the table?
For recommendations.
So, that's number 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Second.
I'll second.
So, who made the motion?
Me.
Okay.
We do it now, don't we?
So I have public comment first.
Oh, any public comment on Title 8 recommendations?
No, I'm waiting to hear your discussion.
I have a comment.
Okay.
On that dock zoning, I was down looking at the wood floats, and I don't remember at all what's on the steel float out there. But one of the floats is 12 feet wide, and that's the one they're going to use. The other one is 10 feet. And I didn't pay that much attention, but it has signs on it, you know, active loading and unloading. I don't know if it had times on it. But
I think that has 2 hours on it.
Yeah.
At least some of them did. They might not all have that.
But I was going to suggest that we might ask that be postponed until the April meeting when maybe we can at least get out there and take stock on the big float of what's on it. I don't know how long it takes to order new signs if we need some, but we won't need them until the 1st of June. Do you know how long it takes, Karen?
No, but I think that The specifics of those funds does not really need to be addressed in Title VIII. I think, and I have not read through this as thoroughly as you guys or the council, but where does it talk about zoning? What section is it, 8.4?
There's the
clean. It's 8.4. Is it proposed amendment?
8.04.010.
Okay.
It's the eight, page 8 of what you printed out for me.
Which letter was it?
They're not numbered.
Isn't there a clean and a dirty? Oh, yeah, we don't have page numbers.
Which letter?
8.04. Rules for the Gustavus Harbor facility.
What letter?
Well, you sent one that was called clean and then one that had. So the clean, I'm assuming, was
the one without the edit, with the edit accepted.
They were incorporated into the document. So I'm looking at the one with the
if
the dirty one.
F and G.
I'm looking at the dirty one too.
F and G, they talk about the float, all the floats together.
So that's 8.04.010.
F and G, and it talks about, you know, it doesn't talk about the zoning of the floats. It just talks about the float shall be used for X.
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
And D, it says all moorage vessels and harbor facilities shall be in accordance with posted signs. So I think the details of that would come later. So we're looking at the language in Title 8.
And then it's in
if there's any changes you want to make specific to Title 8, that's the discussion right now. Any details in that would be.
Well, the other thing is in F, it says use of the floats is for purposes as posted, so that ties back to D.
Mm-hmm.
No. May I speak? No.
Yeah.
The D is great, but then you get to F and G, and it gets more specific. And it says the use of the floats is for purposes as posted, and then goes on to say duration at the float, you know, is intended to provide for the loading and unloading of passenger gear, et cetera, associated with the execution and activities common with charter fishing, whale watching, kayaking, sightseeing, boating, and other activities. And then G, it says that you can't repair a boat, and then goes on to say you can't moor for more than 2 hours unless, except in the case of an emergency, and with the permission of the harbor master. So I have a problem with both of those.
Both F and G.
And that problem is, I mean, I think there should be some portion of the float that people can legally tie up to for overnight or whatever they need. That not everybody, I mean, I don't think it's fair for the entire float system, just strictly for the business community. When the private strawberry fee got raised because of those floats are going to cost more, that indicates that the strawberry fee for non-commercial users is paying for that float or helping to pay for the work maintenance or whatever that float, then those people should get to use it. And I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm not saying make a free-for-all out of the entire float. But they're down at the end, you know, have a space or two, put a sign that, you know, you have to have permission, to be limited to 24 hours or whatever, but just to have the whole float, nothing but loading and unloading with a 2-hour limit. I mean, last year I came with my boat and I had stuff to unload and I had to bring it home and then pick up stuff at home and load it up in the truck back to the, I mean, I was 4 or 5 hours just, and I was actively unloading and unloading the whole time. I mean, it's more than just a few tourists getting on and off your boat, even if you were just doing the loading and unloading only. But the thing with the boat harbor, even though Colleen can go out at low tide, most people can't. And if they want to go fishing, if they want to go fishing in the morning and the tides are at noon, they need to take the boat out in the afternoon, park it at the, I mean, if it's a skiff, sure they can run out of a ramp. But if it's a medium-sized boat, they need some place to park it so that they can go out the next morning, get in their boat, and go fishing or whatever they want to do, go on a trip. And, I mean, Van Bigger had a friend come a couple years ago to visit. And, I mean, if he didn't tie to the float for a few hours, there's no way, I mean, how's he supposed to come ashore to say hello to his friend? And I mean, I think Stacy's husband should have a shot at parking overnight. No, I'm not saying he can park there for a week or day after day like he does, but I just think I've never been to any float in any town where you couldn't, there was no place to tie up, period. I mean, that all you could, the whole thing was just, you know, unload and get out of here. I mean, this is the way we're set up is an anomaly to every other float system in every other little town in Southeast.
Except for Bartlett Cove.
Well, that's not a little town. That's a... I won't say what it is.
Unfortunately, that's our only other port.
It's definitely
yeah. But, I mean, if, you know, if you go to Pelican, anywhere else, anyway, so I like the idea that, you know, use as posted and, you know, designated 15-minute zone or designate 2/3 or 3/4 of the whole thing to nothing but loading and unloading. But there needs to be a piece of it. You know, it could be the worst location out at the end, wherever. But there's some place where it's legal to tie your boat up overnight. And, I mean, I understand that you can do it now, but it's not fair to say you can't, it's illegal, and then if you know how to do it, you can. You know, the same rule needs to apply to all of us. I'm done. Thank you.
Any other comment?
I'll comment on that. I actually agree. because it does seem skewed to me. And I have a problem with rules that are intentionally ignored, and we're supposed to know which ones to ignore and which not to, and sort of the inside track. So I would like to see this change to reflect that there is some small part of the float out at the end in the worst space, wherever, that could be used for general use, maybe wasn't regulated at all as far as a time limit. I'm not sure exactly how to do that. And if it's too complex to say between the hours of, you know, which is what I would like to see, because that's at the peak times that they're using it. But I agree with Don. I think that, you know, there needs to be some recognition that there are other users besides commercial users in the summertime. And that's what this reflects to me. Over.
Over. Any other comment?
Yeah. It seems to me like the wording already makes allowance for spending the night when it says, except in cases of emergency, you can leave a message on Ben's phone or whatever, but it is an emergency if you set your boat out there and there's no water in the river. You can't just float back and forth on the tide. A lot of boats don't have a dinghy for anchoring up. But you could soften it some. You could say use of the floats is not intended for vessel repair or overnight, and you could change the overnight to 24 hours. Permitted is pretty legalistic.
Justin, any comments? I would. Are we talking about zone?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about is zone right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have no comment on zone.
I thought zones came later, and it wasn't part of Title VIII.
Well, yeah, but I think we're trying to dedicate a zone where there's certain rules applying to how long a boat stays there. So wouldn't that be considered part of the zoning that we're setting up?
But these two things refer to the entire float system. So, I mean, if these are the law,
mm-hmm.
then there's no room to zone
put in
overnight.
The zoning.
So, we're our discussion now more pertains to language.
Language here.
Here in Title VIII,
that,
rather than specifically zoned.
Well, this language would affect
okay.
the how it
right.
gets zoned. So, if you want to, I think everybody's had a chance to comment. If you anybody had a specific amendment to change this language that affects the zoning, now would be the time. Unless there's further comment. And there, if motions, I have to write. Record exactly how you say them, so it has to make sense and it has to be in writing.
I have to put it in writing?
Yeah, and there's this form here.
Well, that's after we vote on it, huh?
No, well, so you would, if there's an amendment to your recommendations, if there's an amendment to Title VIII that you want to recommend to the council, then that would be a motion to amend, and I would, because whatever you finish the final vote is how you want to make present your changes to the council.
And the final vote needs to be on that piece of paper, or just where we're talking.
The final vote after amendments would be main motion as amended.
Okay.
So I want to propose an amendment. I need to first write it down.
Yes.
For us to kind of agree on this stuff before we write out amendments and vote on it.
And so that you would just ask the chair if you could work together on the wording of the amendment, and that's fine.
Well, I mean, I've got mine's really simple, and if that doesn't fly, then I would.
So you move to amend.
I would move to amend to eliminate F and G and just. Stick with B, all moorage of vessels in the harbor facilities shall be in accordance with posted signs or as otherwise directed by the harbor master.
So I still need it in writing because I have to put it in my minutes. So you are moving to strike G, F and G, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I get this straight, we're going to take on the bones, the down and dirty of changing Title VIII, which we've already given a recommendation to the council that they're deliberating on. We've already given them our recommendation, and now we're going to give them more recommendations. That's what we're doing.
That's the impression I got from the last meeting.
And so, just...
be, I guess there's a lot of things here that we're, maybe we like or don't like.
Wait, hang on just a second. So there's a motion on the table, and it hasn't been seconded.
He hasn't written it yet.
Okay.
strike F and G.
I'm just trying to get clear what we're doing here in my head, is all.
Strike F and D and just use G.
So, do you mind if I respond to that?
Sure.
So, where it is with the council right now is that they're discussing it to introduce it at the general meeting. And so you guys had ideas of making further recommendations. And so my suggestion was to have this meeting and make, so, because we have to have it as a business meeting to make the recommendation to the council, to make recommendations, and they can either put it back to the committee or accept those recommendations or both. But right now it's on their agenda to introduce it next week.
Right.
So you have to come up with something to give them. If you want to have them consider these recommendations, I mean, because they can choose whether they want to move forward or send it back to you guys. And so if you have some recommendations that you want them to consider if they decide to move forward, then this is that opportunity. And whether they accept them or not, it's up to them.
Okay.
And if they want to send it back to you guys for further recommendations, that's fine. But right now, it could get introduced next week. So have you got your stuff ready?
Yeah, strike F and G, just use D, and that allows the city council, whoever, to adjust the things as we go along. Title 8 doesn't have to change.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, then you have now you have council comment. The amendment.
Any comments?
So discussion?
Yeah.
I have a comment. I understand the reason for F and G, to, you know, try and, if you're going to tell somebody, you know, I thought in our discussions that we felt it could be beneficial to decrease an active loading, unloading time from 2 hours to
15 minutes,
because Halby's really fast. And I think that's really, I think that's a good thing to do in the sweet spot, as I call it. I don't know if it's going to be sweet. There might not be a sweet spot this year. And as far as getting rid of F and G, which is what's on the table right now, I guess I feel that there needs to be something besides just shall be in accordance with, because I think people need to know what that is.
What about incorporating, I don't know, that's going to be too much, incorporating F and G as a subcategory of D. That's probably just making it more difficult than it needs to be, because they are kind of tied. Go ahead.
The problem with F and G is that they limit. They say this is what the floats are to be used for, and anything not there is, I mean, that's the only thing they can be used for. It ties the hands. We don't have any flexibility. So whatever we do is something flexible enough that we can, you know, change it or adjust it as to fit the need.
Go ahead, Colleen.
I don't know. I mean, that sounds, I agree that flexibility is a really good thing. I'm just not sure that, I don't know how flexible we could be without losing control of the whole thing. How about if there was, rather than just throwing the specifics out totally, how about if we said something, so if our big picture is to have sweet spot, you know, 15 minutes, and then maybe we've got some 2 hour, and then how about if on the end, which to me, if particularly if it's rough and I'm coming in, I love the end. Bruce likes the end because it's just easier to get in and out of, especially if there's a lot of traffic. But what if we said that area, and do it with a sign, which I hate signs, but that area, some undetermined area, because we don't really know how much it's going to be, but that there is an area that says, you know, 1 hour parking or 2 hour parking between the hours of 7 to 9 and 3 to 5. Which means that if somebody's camping, mm-hmm. which happens at the end of the dock, they're in violation. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to bring their boat out of the river for the next day, they either need to be there if it's between 3 and 5, or have it somewhere else between 3 and 5. And then after that is, because that's your peak time.
But would we need to...
Mr. Chair, so each member needs to be able to speak before you can...
Sorry. Okay.
Or have an opportunity to speak.
Joey, anything to add to that?
I guess I'm a little hesitant on some of it. I think you could do without F, but G could explain what they're not to be used for, especially vessel repair. And I still think, in case of emergency, covers quite a bit. I mean, it's kind of a loose term anyway, but it's sort of between them and Ben. I wish he was here.
Anybody else? Any comment?
I have no comment pertinent to that. Motion.
Don?
I just, whatever, as long as it doesn't tie our hands, I mean, we haven't even seen what the new floats are even going to look like. And I believe we need to be able to zone it out or define, you know, assign usages or whatever after we see it. It's in place. We know what we're working with. And my problem with these F&Gs is that they, you know, they say it. You can only park there for 2 hours. You know, you can. It's only for associated activities common with charter fishing, whale watching, kayaking, sightseeing. You know, it's just. I would like to. I mean, I don't see why we couldn't change this. I mean, Tidal 8 can be one thing. I mean, that's what we're working on now. Write Tidal 8 in such a way that we can adjust the use of the floats to our needs without changing Tidal 8.
Anybody else? Can we comment on that?
I think that's what we have now. I think if we eliminate F, it says use of floats is for purposes as posted. We eliminate that, then it's gone.
Well, I'm fine with the first step. Excuse me. It's all the other stuff it says.
So at this point, you can make an amendment to the amendment. Or call the question, which would be repeating the motion as he stated it. If there are no further
comments. Is there any other comments?
But D says all moorage of vessels in the harbor facilities shall be in accordance with posted signs or as otherwise directed. I mean, I think D is all we need.
Again, I agree with Don. I think that the you know, speaks to both F and G. But I also think that there needs to be a little more structure there. But I liked Joe's comment about perhaps softening. So I like that. So the use of the float is not intended for vessel repair, overnight occupancy. And I would even take that a step further and say, except in, because to me an emergency is a 911. So I don't like that word, but I believe that maybe we could soften that word and say except in...
Or by permission.
Or by permission.
Comment. Anybody else have anything? So I understand, and it makes sense what Don's saying, but my concern... as far as F and G goes, is in D it says the important thing is shall be in accordance with posted signs. What, I guess, concerns me, what if we don't end up with those posted signs? Or what if those posted signs end up not working out? And if we struck F and G out of there, where does that leave us? Yeah, so it's, I'd love eliminating as much as possible, but...
I mean, and the signs not working out mean somebody rip them off, or...?
Well, I mean, who knows? Once the sign's up there, it's semi-permanent, but what if what we thought the sign was going to do doesn't work?
We just change the sign.
Well, we can go back to this any time, is my understanding. So
back to changing Title 8?
Right. So I would like to vote on the amendment that's before us, knowing that, to me, the choice is either we strike F and G, which is your suggestion, or we go back and rework F and G so that it is softened or...
Got it.
Changed. Is that...
I have a question for this. Earlier, I had the impression that Title 8 was like, had to go through the lawyer, and once it's all done, they don't want to change it. So we shouldn't really expect to just change Title 8 every couple of months. Is that correct? But we could change the sign every couple of months or every summer or whatever.
So that's kind of why the wording of ordinance needs to be strong enough to be enforceable, but not so strong and detailed that you can't make changes without changing ordinance.
Yeah.
And that those change, so like the specifics of the zoning maybe would become a policy that's easily changed. So, if at this point we could you could either call the question by repeating it and then either vote it down or vote to strike these two items. And then there could be an amendment to change the wording, which it looks like Justin might be working on.
Okay, so we can, so what you're saying is I can go ahead and bring this up to a vote right now.
Ready, if you can say, is everybody ready for
is
the question?
Is everybody ready for the question that Don's proposed?
Yes. Then you repeat the motion and I take the roll call.
Strike F and G, just use D.
Okay. Councilmember Van der Zanden. Committee Member Stansbury.
Oh, no.
Committee Member Marchbank?
No.
Okay. Committee Chair Halbert?
No.
And Committee Member Bryant?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion fails.
Do you want to have to write something on there, or do I?
The motion failed, but I don't think the intent
passed.
Justin's coming up with a better one now.
Okay, Justin. Let's see. Okay, so now back to the main motion, and unless there's an amendment to it.
And the main motion is?
Well,
I forgot what's on the table.
Recommendations to the council.
Oh.
What's on here now?
Can I say something while we're
waiting? I'm assuming so.
I like what Colleen was saying, that in G, that permitted was changed to intended. And in the case of emergencies and could all just be taken off of there, so it would read.
Well, that would be a motion to amend if you wanted,
amend
if you wanted to discuss that.
Yeah, I was just. Let's see what Justin came up with.
Now, do I ask for, is there any other amendments?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other amendments?
I don't think it's an amendment, it's a motion, right?
A motion to amend.
Okay. So, if we're discussing our, could you put it back to the agenda, please? Because I just have it on my stupid phone.
Your stupid phone?
No.
3, 2.
Okay, I'm operating under the impression that we are discussing 7A, discussion title. Discuss Title 8 for recommendations to the city. That's my, we're operating there, if I'm correct. Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to recommend to the City Council that the Marine Facilities Committee review previously recommended changes to Title 8 for further recommendation. That means it gets back to us, because I think we're going to have a really hard time sitting here, and I guess I'm in comment period now. Can I comment?
Well, yeah,
I made the motion,
yes,
now can I comment?
You can comment on your motion.
Can I comment on my motion and then vote? Yeah. I think that we're going to have a hard time. What I would like to see is I would like to see this has gotten, in my opinion, out of hand. And I would like to see the Title 8 we have now. I would like to see this group sit down with it. I would like for this group to list what they would like to change. And I would like for this group to work on that without all of the other things that have been done. And then, you know, I feel that what we gave them before, we were really pushed hard to do. We didn't have time to do what we wanted to do. And I think there was a big panic to get it done because of the fee schedule. We wanted to punish the charter guys, whatever, for fighting, whatever. I think we need to take this on in a process that is going to take some time. I don't think we can hand the council a recommendation tomorrow or today or next week. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, and so I would like to just see us. I guess we could certainly consider some of these changes, but I would like to see us just kind of start over with a clean sweep, and that's why I made this motion. Any comments?
I think that sounds like a great idea, and for all of the reasons you just stated, if they'll let us, if they'll give us the time, that would be ideal.
Karen, what do you think about that, or even Joe? I mean, is that...
I've been wondering all along what the rush is. Why are we changing Title VIII? Is there anything so critical in there? And considering how much it's going to cost for every little thing we come up with, it'd be better to kind of make a list. And maybe even if it was a year from now, we've got the fee schedule changed. So.
Do you want me to comment?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really speak for the council, but I think that if you change Title VIII mid-season, those changes are going to be hard to implement.
Yeah.
And so I think there was some stuff in here about the commercial, I always forget the name of that agreement, the...
Oh, user agreement.
Yeah.
Facilities user agreement.
The, whatever that was called. I think there's some language in here that addresses that needed to be changed, and I think that might be, I could be wrong, but there's some language in there that in Title VIII that addresses that. That's not.
Yeah, and I haven't seen, or have they even come up with an actual... If I come in and buy my strawberry tomorrow, have they updated that form?
The form's updated.
I was just going to say that the facility use agreement was, I think, voted down at this committee level. I think that I think the reason the city asked for his committee is to have these recommendations. And if the council doesn't want our recommendations, then I guess maybe there shouldn't be a committee. But our recommendation at the time was to make the changes in Title VIII and not have a facility use agreement. However, we didn't say that we were going to do it in 15 minutes. And so I agree with Joe. The fee schedule has been changed. And that signage thing that's on the current one is... you know, very broad. We can do, it looks to me like, a lot of things with changing a few signs around down there in terms of between that and being able to work with the Marine Facilities Coordinator and what he does. I think, you know, and then I think that will give us time to make changes to Title VIII that actually are good changes that aren't rushed. And so that's my thought on the facility use agreement. And I know that a couple of the council members wanted to kind of make this Title VIII into a contract, it seems like. And it's really not. It's an ordinance. And so it's hard to, you know, maybe there should be some sort of facility use agreement, but maybe not the one that was presented. You know, this is why they asked for a committee. You know, we all have experience in this thing. You know, we're not children, and so we're on this committee because we have experience here, and we're, you know, we can make these recommendations. Colleen?
I guess I'm a little confused. So I thought our last meeting we called the business meeting because we wanted to make recommendations to the council, was my understanding. So now your motion says, no, let's not make any motion. I agree. we were really rushed in the beginning, and we don't have to rush now. But I also feel like if the council is going to be addressing this in their meeting, then we do, if we want to be a helpful force, we do need to give them advice.
Yeah, and I agree, and that is my advice, is that we take another look at it.
Which may have happened anyhow. They decided to kick it back down to us. But we don't know whether that happened. That's still going to happen or not.
I mean, we're not going to have a float until 1st of June, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much time, once Title VIII is decided on, Karen, how much time does it take for the lawyers to have a look and, you know, for the whole thing to cook and be ready to use?
Well, the lawyers would look at Title VIII before it gets.
Right. How much, like, you know, the week, the month, how much time do they need?
I'm not sure I understand what your question is.
Well, since there aren't going to be any floats to use until the 1st of June or thereabouts, but Title VIII needs to be done, or parts of it need to be done. Nothing needs to be done prior to that because there's nothing to use. So if we get this all figured out middle of June, middle of May, or is that too late?
I think if you want to have any implement anything on the dock, then you would need to have it done in order to, like, if you're going to post signs and stuff, you need, I don't know what the turnaround time is between ordering signs and receiving them, but.
What about the turnaround time with the lawyers or whoever it is that has to, I mean, once the
city. That's usually pretty quick.
So,
a week.
Yeah, so we have an easy month more before anything really. I mean, we could spend another month on this without hurting anything, it seems like.
Could spend a month just getting through F and G and D.
Yeah.
It took 2 years when they did it the first time.
Colleen?
So I would support this, but I guess I would like us at some point, maybe the next meeting, I don't know. I would like us to get together and make a list of, you know, what do you want to see us address? What do you want to see us do? And then prioritize that list, sort of mesh it in with what's happening with the council. I'd like to see us meet more than once a month. We already put together a list?
Well, I got one started that I wanted everybody else to add on to.
Yeah. And I would kind of like to do that as a group. I mean, I know that we have. I know it's there. I'm a little frustrated in feeling like, you know, we're all busy. Our time's all really important. You know, if we're going to if we're going to support this and our next meeting is not a business meeting, but, you know, we focus on this language or we focus on something so that we can pull this in and be productive, I guess.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Any other comments on the amendment?
We could probably agree on something on G or F or whatever, but if you give that to the council, what are they supposed to do with it? They're not going to make some motion to approve F and G or whatever. They want the whole package and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea of if each of us had a copy of this and we wrote our suggestions in the side and we had a work session to agree on some of it, then maybe eventually we could have a proposal for the council that covered the whole deal. But, like I said, I don't know what the rush is. I think it's a good motion.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add one last thing. I think I think there's maybe only a couple of the council members that, at least when I've been to the meeting, that even understand what's been presented. I mean, there's like a huge amount of information. A couple of council members don't want to see change, the running change thing. They want to see what we're doing, that sort of thing. And so I think maybe what Joe's saying, and I agree with, is that we just have a good clean copy of stuff, and not tracking a million changes in the site, and just have what we want it to look like, and then from there, then it won't be so confusing to everyone, because they have, their packets are 100 pages or whatever. They have a hard time getting through, ordinance change is a big deal. So we should be able to give them something that makes sense.
Yeah, those marginal people anyway, and probably.
Yeah, they just are not. Yeah.
Still,
which is
still
why
under.
We're here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand.
A lot of these things. I mean, if Councilman Taylor hadn't postponed it, this thing would have just gotten thrown through just like that, because they don't. And is that good? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's okay the way it was. I don't know. But the folks really, I mean, they have opportunity, but they don't. Okay. Let's go home. So let's try to give them something that.
So I call the question for the motion on the floor.
I'll second.
That's
all I have to say at first.
And then I'll do the vote.
I kind of mucked that, so maybe you can make sense of it. Can you read my scratch?
No. Let me see.
Here, I can do my Albert.
I'm gonna let you read it for me.
Okay, so maybe if I work with you on it, would that be easier? I motion to recommend to the City Council that the Marine Facilities Committee review previously recommended changes to Title 8 for further recommendation. That might not be the best word.
So basically, we're just. Tell them we don't have anything yet.
More time.
We're still working on it.
We're still working on it.
We want it back.
Give us some more time. Yeah.
Give it back.
All right. Councilmember Van Der Zanden.
Yes.
Committee Member Stansberry. Yes. Committee Member Marchbank.
Yes. Yeah.
Committee Chair Halbert.
Yes.
And Committee Member Bryant.
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. So this is what I will give to the council tonight after a work session. And then, Joe, you'll obviously be there.
To translate that into English.
And, you guys feel strongly about being able to take time with this, so it's going to be your job to make sure that we get that across to the council, so that the recommendation would be for the council to refer it back to the committee to be able to make these.
Because when we do make recommendations, it's going to be really good.
worth
waiting for.
Yeah.
Solid.
And tonight's meeting is at 5:30, so if anybody else wants to come to that work session, of course.
Is there a facilities agreement in France that you're supposed to give out with stickers?
Part of the registration form.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been incorporated into that.
Yeah, that's what we were working on trying to do.
I think there was one given independently to talk to a that no one else has had to do or has seen.
Oh, insurance.
So we're actually not done with processing this main motion then. So I think it would be motion to recommend it. So the main motion was to discuss Title VIII for recommendation to City Council. So I think we need to go back in on the main motion and vote on it as amended to recommend to the City Council that the Marine Facilities review previous recommendations, changes to Title VIII for further recommendations. So we're back to the main motion as amended.
Okay. Can we comment at this point, or do we have to actually?
You already did comment on the amendment.
On that part of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Because there's other things in Title VIII that we have to review besides just this little part
right,
here.
Right. So I think that Justin's motion actually takes care of that. That the Marine Facilities review previous recommendation changes to the Title VIII for further recommendations.
Okay.
Does that cover what you're thinking? Or do you want to make it another amendment?
I'm not sure. I mean, because the other things that we were, I think, wanted to discuss was dealing with cleaning and disposal of fish, sea lions, et cetera, which aren't part of what we've just been looking at specifically within Title VIII.
Recommendation changes to further.
And I guess what he says is, including all of that, but do we want to discuss or look at any of these other things, or wait until we get it kicked back down to us?
If these other things don't have to, are independent of Title VIII, I don't see why we can't go ahead and attempt to make a decision on some of this other stuff, the fish carcasses and stuff.
Harbor master.
Hours. Yeah.
But how does that affect the motion?
I'm not sure if we go ahead and say that we're going to, what are we going to do to the overriding motion that Justin just amended, then can we still discuss these other things under Section 8 that we were wanting to talk about.
We motioned to discuss Item 7, so that's what we did. We were discussing it, and that was the motion that came from that discussion. And so I'm no Robert Rules expert, but it seems like it covers.
Okay.
But what do I know?
I know. Yeah. Let me think about my brain out a little bit.
Goes away. Shaking her head, talking to herself after these.
I know, right?
Moron.
Well, actually, so. So, in my opinion, we're still at Title VIII for recommendations with City Council. I'm not sure how to record this, I guess, because this hasn't happened before.
Of course.
Thank you. No, thank you.
That
was good.
Yeah.
I shouldn't let him do that.
I appreciate it.
Too late now.
You're going to be on the road committee too?
No.
Oh. Me? I got enough on my plate. Now we're going into budget meeting. Which, is it the 6th? Is it March 6th that there's a budget open house?
On the 11th.
On the 11th?
Town Hall, this fiscal 21 operating budget.
I think everybody should go to that.
I get some money for some floats put down there in that river.
So I think, Mr. Chair, I think with this motion that Justin, I'm thinking out loud here and I'm looking for your approval.
Okay.
The motion that Justin made is what the recommendation to the council would be to kick it back to the committee. But I think we still need to vote on that main motion then, that this is what you're going to be recommending to the council.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because otherwise we haven't disposed of the main motion.
Got it. So I need to ask for a vote on
the main motion.
Or are we still seeking comments?
I need to clarify, because I'm not sure if I vote in favor of the motion.
Then this is what gives us the recommendation
okay.
to the council.
Then it will go back to the council.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. So we've already got our motion, and we just need to do a roll call vote.
There was a motion on the floor to begin with, and then we voted on an amendment to that motion.
Okay.
So
now this is what the recommendation
yes.
to the council is.
So if we vote in favor of the motion now, it is.
Can you read it?
So the motion.
Let me give it to Justin.
We might be doing this twice, but I feel like just to make sure that we have it, that I want to do it correctly.
Oh, this is just.
Okay. Motion to recommend the city council that the Marine Facility Committee review previously recommended changes to Title VIII for further recommendations.
I think you already did this. So the initial motion that we started with
before they were amended.
Yeah.
We don't need to vote on that because the amendment.
But don't you need to withdraw the motion?
The original motion?
I think you need to do something.
I don't know. But the original motion is moved to discuss Title VIII for recommendations to the City Council. So the recommendation, like there was an amendment to those to Title VIII, but then Justin has made the recommendation to the City Council, so I think it's taken care of. I just have needed some time to think about
both
it.
Both Don and Justin provided recommendations.
Yeah. Yep,
sorry if I went out of order.
I don't think you did. It's just me muddling through. It's okay.
We're all muddling through.
Now you're on the same level as most of us muddling through.
So.
Okay.
Something new happens almost at every meeting that I have to think about.
The agenda you provided, I do not have a copy of that, which was on the screen, but now it's not.
So the next item is the Harbor Master.
Well, those were all part of Title VIII, right? So it's already been moved to.
So we're not going to discuss it.
That's what my question was.
I have an idea that maybe since. We do want to discuss that, and that's going to be a piece of Title VIII, I think, and so wouldn't it be great if Ben was here, and like at our next work session, and where we start getting into the meat of this stuff, or we could,
is he in town?
He's in town. I'm not sure when he actually starts on the clock, though.
I sent copies to everybody
yeah.
the email that I sent to Tom, and I never received an email after he did initially respond.
And you sent a follow-up to that one, or?
I didn't. I was waiting for his response.
Oh, because I got one from him, and he basically wanted to know what the reasons for the other duties and such.
Oh,
what else he was supposed to do.
Maybe I didn't get that one, or maybe I didn't read it or something. Certainly possible.
So they got kicked back.
Think at this point we could maybe finish this part of the conversation afterwards and go to public, or unless you, because we've already disposed of A.
Yes.
So
we've moved to A.
We're on to 8. And then the advisory committee comments. So
public comment.
No. On non-agenda. Where's non-agenda?
Well, it's back at the beginning, I think.
I think
but
that's
we
where
don't,
we're at now. That's
we
where
don't
we're at.
Have
yeah.
non-agenda.
On
it's okay.
If you have something to stay off the agenda, right?
Yeah. Throw something on besides what we were just talking about.
No, I'm catching up.
Okay. Well, so are we.
So are we.
I got it.
So maybe whatever you guys were talking about just now, it could go under advisory.
That'll go into our advisory committee comments.
Yeah.
All right. Comments.
About?
Discussion comments.
About anything.
I think that's open to everything, yeah.
Well, definitely before we start talking about Harbor Master scheduling, I would like to know more about, you know, is that even possible? Are we actually adding hours, or can we shift duties around? I just would like to be more focused in our next meeting. So that we can kind of pour through some of this stuff, and maybe if we wanted, you know, to take, I don't know how to approach that other than,
a lot of this stuff is just kind of pending, with the budget and, Paul getting back to town and Ben coming to a meeting. Susan proposed an alternate budget that I think took Ben back to 800 and some hours instead of the 1,000 that he was on. But I think it's pretty much, everybody's pretty much in agreement they'd like him on the dock from 3 to 5, which doesn't seem like a big deal to me. And with that carcass thing, I haven't seen any print on it or specs or anything, and I wanted to ask Paul if he thought he could even keep up with it. You know, there's just information to be gathered. Even though it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I think adding on to it, I am interested in finding out more about that, particularly in regards to what we can do with hosting a container on the dock and how that's going to get removed on a daily basis or near daily basis. What, I mean, is just somebody can come up with some ideas as far as how to get around that. That would be, I think that would be huge. And I guess what I probably should do, I wrote, or I'm kind of roughing out a letter to discuss with the different operators what we were discussing, having an orientation set up at the beginning of the season. So I was writing out a rough letter, and I was going to get a copy of each of you. I've got them here. So now would be a time to do that.
So is that something we could put on the agenda? Or
I think at this point, I just want people to want you guys to go through it and add, make changes. It's overly broad. Don't be looking at me for her. Yeah, you're going to get back at me now. No, I just try to throw a bunch of stuff out there and by no
means.
Are these
your really important notes?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much my whole life depends on that.
Okay, I got it.
And it would, you know, as I would go into writing this letter up, it would be really big to find out what Paul can do, is if he's got some ideas on how to move a container on and off the dock, as well as figuring out where on the dock to put it. And I mean, there's a whole litany of things that need to be dealt with there, and how big of a container we need. So
it seems to me. Oh.
Sure. Now? Who's Paul?
Barry.
Okay, I thought it was maybe the dump master. Well, come on. He's got equipment, though?
He's got some, but I don't know about down on the dock. That's where we're trying to get to. He's offered to have something set up at the small boat harbor, which that's easy for them. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Which would work good for people either coming in and out of the river. It would also work good for the different lodges that still have fish scraps left after they process their fish, instead of dumping it off the dock or whatever they do with it. They can put it in there. But that's easy to deal with. You can take a forklift back and forth, a bobcat back and forth for that. Getting it on and off the dock's a whole other issue.
Go ahead. I was going to ask Karen, so how, I think it's important that we get this letter out, you know, in whatever form that was, you know, we get to the operators. I think that's the priority. Above Title 8 changes, because that's going to be slow. I think this is a priority. So what do we have to do? Does this, I mean, do we need to vote on some sort of draft send to the council? Does it have to work through the council process and take forever?
I don't think that needs to go. I think that's something that you guys could work on together as a draft and give to
Tom
and the mayor. And the mayor could direct, if he likes it, to send it with his signature or come back with some other edits.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that needs to go through the council.
Okay. So I was just wondering if, like, say it did and that was going to take forever, could it? I know we really have no authority as an advisory, but could it just come from the advisory then? If it was going to be some issue with, you know, the multi-step, two-month process of getting...
I feel like that might be a question for...
Okay.
And Cal, I'm not really I can't think I can answer that.
Okay. We just, I think it's super important that we get it out.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that if it's the mayor that whose name it will go out under, is that, you know, we get a good draft and then send it to him and see what he thinks.
Yeah,
and,
that was my
intent. You know, and then... And then vote on whether
So maybe at our next work session we take a piece of Title 8, maybe not the whole thing, break it down into, say, our changes that we want to see, a piece of Title 8, and then really work on this thing. And then the other thing that we can really work on, and I know it's a pain because docs aren't out and this and that, but what we can really work on is that whole zone thing, you know. And the Title 8 thing can just follow along. I know it's going to kind of suck, but I think those are the really important things to me.
Yeah.
To get that done, the Title 8, we have a Title 8. So, I mean, it's not perfect, but those things will change, but we can deal with signage. We can deal with zones. We can deal with this.
Yeah, I think part of the constraint on, you know, how long it's going to take to get new signs, we can at least put up temporary signage before.
I have another thought on that.
Sure.
And first of all, when you guys are looking at Title 8, I think there was that section that was moved to address the facility use agreement. So just making sure that you look at it holistically as well as breaking it down into sections. But also with signs and stuff, and I just think that that might be important for the budget process right now too, that's happening, and maybe, you know, that's part of the reason why they were trying to get this done maybe.
Well, maybe we could throw in, you know, there are 100 basically, I don't know, $100 a piece, $125 is what they cost. Basically,
no
you
idea.
Can throw in, can we throw in a couple $1,000 for signs?
Mm-hmm. So that might be something to think about.
But we got to know what the signs are going to say before we get them.
Yeah. Just because we have a budget doesn't mean we have to use it.
For you tonight, Joe, I just wonder if maybe having an idea of a timeline for the council might be helpful. If you have some goals, you might have something for them to look at. So they know that it's not going to be in limbo for 2 years.
Oh.
Okay.
it would also be good if the council could give us direction. Hey, we need this. This is what we need first. You know, this is the most important. I mean, to, cause, so we can work on what the council needs most. We can work on that first or something like that.
That's on track, for sure.
Do you think the council knows what it needs?
Okay. Forget that.
Am I good to bring up?
Okay. But you could tell us.
Hear them.
I mean, you
that,
could.
That we're willing. That if they have a, if they have something more urgent, we will work on what they want us to first. If they have a, you know, strong feeling about it or something. But it is a complex thing, and like Justin was saying, if we rush it, it's just going to go on changing and changing and changing forever.
A lot of it is just a bunch of legal jargon. So that's backup.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
I'm looking for that resolution that has it all in there.
So, so in that, along that same line, maybe we could the chairman could just even do it via email, but to address the city manager and the mayor and ask for their direction too, since we ask that they not
of course.
Well, I just, when I asked that, I said it's not because we don't want your opinion. It's because it was too heavily weighted. So maybe we could do that if we could agree on sending just a short letter to the mayor and the city administrator.
Yeah.
Asking what they felt were important issues for us to address as well.
So in the resolution, when they established the marine facilities, user fee, long resolution.
Got a long list of them there.
Mm-hmm. Thought there was something in your... I might have to do a little research.
What is that one?
That one was the marine facility fees. What did I just click on?
Get on the one above it.
This one was the marine facilities fee.
User fee.
Yeah. So,
that was the one that passed. I thought we got that in our little package. We did.
Yeah.
You gotta find it in your little packet because it's not as little as it used to be.
My secretary has not been as good at.
Mine either, mine.
I brought the whole wrong
fire. I got two toolkits. I'm gonna want toolkit. Here it is.
You should find it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to look at it?
No, I just thought you guys might want to look at it.
The EY-19-20 is what was referenced in the letter. You have that, Karen. EY-19-20.
Dated 10/15/2019. So was this the initial one or the final one?
There it is. Thank you. I don't think that one has the specific charges for you guys, though.
I think that's all we got.
There was one that had some specific charges for you guys, though. You must have.
We've actually never developed a mission statement for us either.
No, we've not. We find attached. We'll find the draft marine facility user or draft marine facilities plan and resolution. UN-19-20 with policy and procedure for advisory committee is also attached to the draft FUA.
which that was dealt with. That was the facility users agreement. MFAC will consist of these members. Thank you. And so the enclosure was the Marine Facilities Plan, EY19-20, City Ordinance 8.02.04, and draft facility use agreement.
That's fine, because I'll just send it to you guys. All right. I'll keep looking for it. I thought there was something.
Can we start talking about next meeting? Making an agenda, setting a time?
Oh. Yes, let's.
Okay.
Cool.
So, would you want to meet next week?
Works with me.
I think we all are going to have more time between now and the time the doc gets finished than after the doc gets finished.
I'm
most likely.
So we should hit it now, I think.
So I would, for me, I'm going to go to that meeting on the 11th, the budget open house. So for me, any other day.
Let's let the 11th.
10th,
the
12th,
13th. Any day.
11th is a Wednesday, so you want to...
I think that's the day that that meeting is.
You want to go with another Monday? That would give enough time for the public announcement.
Or that for me.
5 days. So the 9th?
So the 9th?
Any...
Same time?
There's a general meeting Monday night on the 9th.
Oh, so would you rather do it on a different day?
As long as the snow's out here, I don't really care.
Whatever's
fit for you guys. Pretty much wide open.
Any day works for me. Every day's a holiday at my house.
Don and I are compliant.
Okay.
So the 9th at 10 again?
9th at 10.
And this is going to be a work session.
And we'll want to discuss the sign, the letter, and get a start on a, like Colleen said, focus paper or whatever we wanted, what's important to us on highlight, right?
So he's got a list started already.
Yeah, I sent this to everybody. Just to everybody to start.
We can think about what we think is important, and add to that list, and then maybe take a few minutes and prioritize it.
Yeah, we already got rid of one.
And yeah, I mean obviously it's a working list, but
oh yeah,
and then the letter. And
yeah, definitely. I'll email everybody. Okay. And I got to get you gave me your email and I wrote it down on something in here, but I can't find it.
Maybe if it's not super crummy, we could, while we're out going fishing, we can take a look at that float over there and see what signs are left on it or whatever.
Maybe just use that one.
The breakwater.
Where is it?
I've tried to several times.
Nothing left?
Well, there's a sign stuck in the middle, you know, just, I don't know if it's attached or not, it just says it belongs to the DOT and, you know, keep off, something like that. I don't recall seeing any other signs on it.
Okay. On the boat, the bull moose?
Yeah.
Maybe we can throw a tape measure on it too and stuff. Yeah, just where the hell was it? I mean, heck of it.
Okay.
It's
200. 200. Yeah, and the wood ones are 100.
Could you email
250
that to me
per section.
So that I could make us
so
another
200 feet long and 12.
The
like
you
want it for the work session?
Oh, sure. Why did I get 140? I got 140.
You
want me
to
do that, you mean?
Steel hanging down.
So that's just something we were doing on our own to keep track of where we're
going.
So,
what
do
you
want?
So ask Calvert, because Calvert's talked to Chris.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to get back together with him. He's supposed to be here. He may be here now. And he'll have the big current drawings, because I think there's been some changes.
Of this dock project?
Yeah.
What about the float, this steel float itself?
He will have all that information, because
like,
he's building it.
The blueprint, what it looks like out of the water?
The existing.
Does he want to come to one of our meetings?
No.
I can guarantee you, no.
We could have an evening meeting and have...
Are we still...
No?
Are we adjourned or not?
Oh.
Thank you.
So we set the time, and we are... With,
okay.
I want to
get for Karen...
Agenda.
...for next week's agenda. So we want to do...
So did we ever get to her non-agenda item? Let's not forget her before we adjourn.
No, it's already passed.
It already passed?
She didn't have one.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to get your comments. Make sure we didn't...
Oh, right.
Well.
So you're... Okay, for next week, for Karen, we are going to do dealing with the...
Dealing with your letter.
Letter. Is that our number one item?
I think
so.
And the letter to operators.
The zone signs.
Okay, zoning.
Potential budget or whatever money we might need.
Zoning was, and I'll put down below that.
That's
fine.
Nothing on the
harbor
master.
Pardon?
Nothing on the harbor master?
I think we need more input.
I think
from,
we need more information.
From Tom or the mayor, and it'd be really nice if we could get. I guess we can ask them if he could come show up and help us with some of the,
Who's that? Ben,
yeah, because his input would be huge.
We could discuss what we would like, you know, like under ideals, you know, if we could have whatever we wanted, this is what we'd like, so that we could just come to an agreement on that, then we might find out that he can't, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
So we could still discuss it.
Because one of the things Tom did ask was,
I can't pull up the
Marine Facilities Advisory Committee is asking for a presence at the float, but it's not clear to Tom what actions you would see the Marine Facilities Coordinator conducting.
Yeah, that was the last I got from him.
We could maybe
input that
a little bit. We flesh that out, what we'd like to see happen down there.
Yeah.
So are we going to put...
At least we're agreed, you know.
So our first agenda letter, second agenda, dealing with the zoning, signage, et cetera, on the floats. And so third, say the harbor, whatever, what are we supposed to call them? The Marine Facilities Coordinator.
Yeah.
So M, Cameron writes down that I'm not going to know what it is. MFC duties.
It might be just a matter of maybe asking them to switch it. Maybe, you know, if there's no hour increase for him, if it's going to stay the same, perhaps his schedule could just be changed to such a way that he's able to be there in the afternoon instead of the morning.
Yeah. I don't know what else he does besides when I see him there, so I don't know what his other duties are.
What's in signs?
He built the life jacket station down at the boat harbor, and we did that.
Spends
a little time in here at his desk.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to go down and pick up.
So we're going to leave it at
jacket.
That then for our agenda for next week, and I'll send you an email.
Okay. Thing
at the boat
during the meeting at a certain time.
I was discussing for the budget
proposing a couple of thousand or something for yourself?
I think that's we're discussing that with the zoning and signs and trying to figure out how we're going to allocate space on the floats and how that gets worded into the, assuming everything gets kicked back to us on the Title VIII.
And I don't know if this needs to happen next week, but there's other fees that we've never talked about that, you know, we might want to adjust or change or not or whatever.
No. Yeah, I have that written down here on the... You mentioned this in the last time we got together.
Yeah.
So I have other fees for Dawn.
There's no need to get wrapped up on the Title VIII thing probably next week because we don't even know what the council might decide. You know, we're going to put it out anyway. So, you know, I guess we really shouldn't plan that we're going to be dealing with it next week because we don't know.
But, yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, as far as us getting our thoughts clear on how zoning and stuff is going to work, because that still can be inputted.
Right.
Even
yeah,
though Title VIII isn't.
We can still deal with that.
And I think that obviously was the first thing that's going to happen is that floats go back out, so that'd probably be a fairly important thing to.
You know, one thing that we might add to that is, and you had kind of mentioned something about this earlier, is there some repair that needs to be done?
Yeah, I've got maintenance and repair of floats and boat launch.
Maybe we could take a look. Dawn's pretty sharp on that stuff too. Maybe we could take a look and see if there's something that we can recommend for repairs. Is there nails and boards on? I have no idea.
I know. Part of the problem is now they're completely repurposing everything. So,
but
so we don't really know what
we don't know
we're
if they're
going to
bring
to...
them back up to snuff, or we have no
know.
Idea. They're just going to flop them back
well,
out.
That's part of what part of what I want to talk to Chris about.
Yeah.
It, that's something that they're going to be responsible for, or they're just.
Well, those are the cities, and so my guess is they're probably, I mean, they're probably just
my understanding was
there.
That Chris, they were, one of the things they're going to be doing, I think they were dealing with
three
metal folks because they had to, there's going to be
right.
repurposed, so they had to, they're going to have to do stuff to make that work.
They're pulling
so
it up on the beach.
They're putting it up on the beach.
Cut
and
some of that excessive metal out of it. I don't really.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Because it was a breakwater, maybe that was kind of, you know, make it heavier underneath so that it wasn't so flopping around so much. I don't
yeah.
know.
I
can't
that
imagine why
of
it would be 8 feet.
Oh.
I think it's heavier.
Now you guys are discussing stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
that would be a good thing.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
You could do it with a...
Yes.
Unanimously?
Unanimously.
Yes.
Unanimous adjournment.
Okay.
Hearing no objection.
11:43.
Yeah.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
So.
If you could find those minutes for me that I handed you from last meeting, I just need your signature on.
Okay.
There is $3,000.
Did you hand them to me?
Expense account for them, right? So I
just
going
to do with them.
Really?
Oh, they might be under those.
I
wrote stuff on them.
I think you should stop by and
no,
treat
that's
boards,
that
and
one.
Patch
oh.
up those floats and just put spruce on them.
I'll,
yeah.
I'll put yeah, that one.
No, this one. And then I'll put it
I
in
agree.
My folder.
I agree.
I have two of these. Oh,
Justin.
And I need to sign.
We can.
Yeah.
That's right.
That.
That's right.
They don't really know. It's a good way to save money.
Heck, they made all that boardwalk at ISP out of local.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank
like
you.
Now, but
bye,
Leslie. All that stuff was at IT Straight Point. It was all hemlock and all that boardwalk. It was there. Yeah, they may have changed it by now, but at least it got started.
I can't see. It's not here, but it's sitting out against saltwater splash.